Must be a strange feeling when you have the last meeting of the season and say goodbye to people and think it's going to be next May. But you're going to have a host of incredible memories of 2017 to take you and hopefully the racing public of York through the winter, aren't you?
Yes, I mean, if a week's a long time in politics, 6 months in racing is an even longer time. But yeah, we often say we're in the memory-making business. And I think if we look back on 2017, there's plenty to keep you warm around the hearthsides of York and further afield over the winter before we do it all again, starting on May the 16th.
And I mean, I think probably you mentioned three, Ulysses in Abel, and that incredible photo finish with Marsha will probably be top of the pops. And nowhere probably was there more rejoicing in the news that we'll see Enable again next year than in the offices of York Racecourse.
Yeah, it's tremendous. I mean, it's like any sport, it's about dreams, it's about champions, and we saw some pretty mighty ones over the course of the season. And of course, our three Group 1 winners, which you've mentioned, were very much up there. And the now, I guess, in the Tory household, infamous call of Richard Hoyle's Frankie Shaw, I'm not, as Marsha just chinned him literally on the line on the American Speedball, Lady Aurelia. So it's a time of year when you take stock, when you do reviews. And in doing that review, at the time that we're speaking, six out of the top 10 of the best horses in training who ran in Europe this year performed here on the Knavesmire. So you know, that's really something to be proud of. £7.6 million in prize money. You'd hope to get some smart sorts, and I think we certainly did.
And not only just for your, if I might call them, your flagship races, it's been great to see how some of the maidens and novices have gone on to win bigger and better things. You know, the first two in the Cornwallis at Newmarket this weekend was fought out by a horse that were first and second in a race here at the Knavesmire.
Yeah, again, that's the joy of it when you start looking at some of the two-year-olds. Maybe Sands of Marley didn't quite fire after his Albastia Equi-World Gymcrack one, but I think they'll probably find a reason for that, and he'll be back possibly taking part in the Westo Stakes at the May Feather Dante Festival next May. Ella Quam, who came out of the maiden on September Sunday, a family day, lovely though it was to have Paddington here and to see the pony race riders. That was a pretty useful-looking two-year-old winner who now is right there again at the head of the market for next year's Classics.
But the message is you can start planning 2018 now, because this day, as we draw stumps on 2017, go on the website, you can start booking for next May.
We can. We're already up and running. I was a bit disappointed they don't paint the Fourth Road Bridge constantly anymore. They've found a smarter paint than that, but in our terms, the website closed about 4 o'clock for sales for the 2017 season, reopened a couple of minutes later for 2018. So if you book now, you won't be the first, but you'll still get in for what promises to be already a fabulous 2018 season.
And finally for now, because I'm sure we will talk a lot about other things as we go through the winter, a word about your two champions, William Haggas, proud exiled Yorkshireman, winning the Charles Coulthard Trainer decisively. And had you run out of fingers and abacuses? Because it's great for Danny Tudder, but my goodness me, that was tight.
Yes, it was. I mean, competitive all year for the jockey's title. If you add in the start of the day today, then I think that's 12 different jockeys who've had a double on the day by the time Franny Norton added his name to that list in our first two this afternoon. And you're right, wasn't resolved until the final race, when Danny hung on by countback with having amassed 10 seconds. His six winners was enough to break a tie with David Allen, with Jim Crowley, who rode Ulysses, of course. So I guess if it was on prize money, the £1 million winning jockey would have nicked it. But Jim Crowley on six, and also James Doyle on six as well. So four of them finished tied on six. Danny snuck it on countback of seconds. And you're right, isn't it lovely to see that smile on William Haggas's face? He's done so much in the sport over the years, so many wonderful horses, so many big winners. He came up from his Newmarket base. He could have stayed nearer to his own bed and followed his horses running down there on the Rowley Mile, but he wanted to be here. Slightly fingernail biting for him, as in the last couple of meetings, Tim Easterby has narrowed that gap. There was a point they were 12-10. Tim had a host of decent chances today. So you could see again the emotion, relief replaced by happiness on William's face as he became the Charles Clinkard-backed top trainer at York. He'll be saying that in the pubs in Newmarket tonight.